Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Sports Authority Studios. And brace yourself, Vikings fan, because this is going to sound weird. Vikings receiver Greg Jennings, not yes. Packers receiver.
I don't think it sounds weird.
Okay, good. I like that. You're already comfortable with it.
Absolutely.
Greg Jennings is our guest today on the Wobcast. He signs a contract with the Vikings. An exciting time for the organization, for fans, for the Jennings family, right?
Absolutely. I'm excited. Excited to wear that purple, man. Excited to have for change. Excited for to give the fans a new look.
Yeah. That's right.
Someone that's going to bring something different to the table.
And you've been, you hear those boos or, now you're going to hear cheers at Mall.
Jennings sucks. Yeah. Now I won't have to hear that until I go to Lambeau.
Now, here's the thing. Very popular move by the Vikings, okay? Whether you're talking about Twitter or the emails that I get, they're loving this. Because do you know what your record was against the Vikings?
15 games. I want to say I lost three.
You're 11-4. With 10 touchdowns against the Vikings. You've been torching us for six seasons since you came into the league. Second round pick of Green Bay back in 2006.
2006.
Western Michigan, Kalamazoo, Michigan, hometown. Same high school as Derek Jeter.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, we breed excellence back in Kalamazoo. It's just, it never really begins to surface and gets a chance to surface. Yeah. But every once in a while, we'll pop our heads out like a little groundhog.
Do you know Derek Jeter? Have you ever
met
him?
Absolutely.
He's a little bit older than you, quite a bit older than you, actually.
Yes. We've discussed that.
Okay, yeah. So that's very clear between you two. Okay. Yes. Yeah, you're the young pup. He's older. Mm-hmm. But that's quite a history for was it Kalamazoo High School? Is that what it is?
Kalamazoo Central.
Were you a baseball player or was he a football player?
No, he was a heck of an athlete. Yeah. I know he played basketball and he could jump. He could put the ball in the hoop.
Yeah.
He wasn't a baller like myself.
No, of course not.
I was up for Mr. Basketball in Michigan, but that's a whole nother story, maybe another day.
Yeah.
But no, he was probably a really good athlete.
Yeah.
I would say he was a better athlete than myself.
So what brought you to Minnesota? I mean, obviously you were a free agent, so a receiver like yourself, you're going to get a lot of interest, and the Vikings are a rival, the Bears are a rival, a lot of teams. But what brought you here? You spent a couple days here, and you end up signing here. So what? Tell us about your visit.
It was interesting because when you're in this division, in this game, you have – options. Hopefully, you hope to have options if you get opportunity to experience free agency, and I was able to have some options, but the options really weren't what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
With Minnesota being in the division, I understand the division. I know the division. It just seemed right. The direction that the team was already headed in, the success that they were able to have last year. With minimal pieces and at the perimeter position, I just felt like this would be a great chance for me to change culture, so to speak, and add a little bit of spice to what they already had going.
At one time you were a young receiver, a second-round pick trying to break into the league, right, and carve out a niche for your spot. You did it very quickly. Mm-hmm. You were productive right away as a rookie, made the all-rookie team. We're going to have a lot of young players on our roster. I'll ask you about Jared and Greenway and Adrian in a little bit. But we're going to have a lot of young players. Nine of our 10 draft picks from last year are still on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 11 picks right now in this draft. Do you see yourself ascending to the role of a leader and helping a lot of young players on our team?
Absolutely. I've always been one of those guys that firmly believes the quicker you can get a young guy to catch on to what the vision is that the team has and the goals of the team, the better off the team as a whole will be. And especially in the receiving room, because it's a challenging position to play. Nerves are overbearing at times. A lot of little small pressures that you probably throw on yourself that are unnecessary at times. And as a veteran, as an older guy, I've always wanted to make the young guys feel great and feel appreciated and feel wanted. And so that would be no different.
How about 28? We got a pretty good running back here that you've seen.
He's okay. Yeah.
It's all right.
Heard of the guy, man.
It's all right.
He does pretty good.
Think you guys can work well together?
I believe I can work in pretty good with him.
Yeah?
Absolutely. I think he can help me and I can help him.
Okay. Okay. All right. I like that. When you have 28, you know, you don't see a lot of too high safeties. Yeah. You know, you don't see a lot of stuff over the top. Do you think that's going to present some opportunities for you?
I definitely believe it's going to present some opportunities. Yeah. I'm excited for it. That was one of the main attractions, having a guy like that that can carry the load in the running game. And for teams to know that we're going to run the ball because of who we have in the backfield, it'll be exciting to bring that new passing game look to the table to where – and I'm sure Christian is just as excited as I am.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he's another one of those young players. I should have mentioned him earlier when I was asking you about being a leader on this team. I mean, it's going to be his second year as a starter. Third year in the NFL, and part of your role is going to be to be a reliable pass catcher for him, to help him look good. You know, from what you've seen, Christian has had an up and down career, but there were times last season where he was playing really well. We started out winning our first few games. We started out 4-0. Christian's playing great, beat San Francisco here, and then we closed the season going 4-0 to make the playoffs, which you saw, especially in week 17 when you guys came here and we had an instant classic game, you know. So you see some things you like out of Christian?
Absolutely. He's a very athletic quarterback. He's a quarterback that he has all the tools. He needed time to grow. Anytime you're a young quarterback and you're just thrown in the fire, you're going to have some pitfalls. You're going to have some hurdles that you're going to have to jump over. And he's been able to do that. And he's been resilient in dealing with the talent that he has outside of him as far as at the perimeter position.
Yep.
And I think that he has a bright future, great upside. I'm just excited to help him reach that level of play that he wants to reach, and I'm pretty sure that, again, hopefully I'm safe to speak for him. I'm pretty sure he's going to be excited as well.
Yeah. So now free agency, this is serious business now, right? I mean, we're talking big money. We're talking about a team hosting you and making all these arrangements, right? I mean, it's serious, you know, and you're preparing for it, and you got to go through not an interview process, but you're discussing and going back and forth. But there you guys go the night you get here, you go out to dinner, and amid all this seriousness, there was one special guest at dinner, wasn't there?
Yeah, man. Jared Allen, man. He's a character off the field. It's crazy, man. Knowing this guy off the field, knowing him on the field and off the field, he's the same guy all the time.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
He's just great. He's one of those guys that it's hard to hate him.
Yep.
It's hard to hate him. Even being over on the bad guy's side, it was like I find myself – patting him on the back, like, man, Jared, stop. Like, joking with him during the game because he's having so much fun and so much success.
Yep.
And so when he walks in, I couldn't do anything but laugh. And I'm excited that he's not going to be chasing me down the field anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we are too. You have a great family, very important to you. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You and your wife, you have some kids.
Yes.
Tell us about Greg Jennings,
the
person.
My wife, Nicole, and I, we have four kids. Amaya, 6 years old. Aaliyah's 3 years old. Ava's 2 years old. And my little man, Ace, is 5 months.
Awesome.
All A's, all four letters,
all
mommy.
That's awesome.
I had nothing to do with it.
She made some good choices. That's
cool. Yeah, absolutely.
And four A's, man.
Yeah, she made some beautiful kids. I don't know if I really had anything to do with
that. We're not going
to
give you any credit for
that. Yeah, no. I need not take any.
No, you're not getting any for that, man. Well, it's awesome to have you in Minnesota. We're glad you're here. And this is the studio. We want to do a lot of cool stuff with you, so I hope you come back into the studio every now and then.
Absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right, man. Looking good in purple.
All right. Hopefully I look good in purple in the end zone.
I think you will. You found the end zone a few times at Mall of America Field, so I know you're going to do it a lot more. Thanks for joining us, man.
I appreciate it.
Greg Jennings, the crown jewel of the Vikings free agency activity. And speaking of free agency, the Vikings GM, Rick Spielman, we know him as a guy who likes to build and improve his roster through the draft. We hear that ad nauseum from Rick every year. So, for a guy with that reputation and for a guy who does so well in the draft, how about Rick Spielman in free agency this offseason? I mean, with Rick Spielman's guidance, the Vikings have been one of the more active teams since the new league year in free agency started on March 12th. Let's go over a few of the things the Vikings have done. I mean, they started out with the Percy Harvin trade, which when all is said and done and we're starting the 2013 season and we look back on what happened in the offseason, the Percy Harvin trade is going to be one of the two or three highest profile transactions that was made leading up to the season. And, you know, I think both sides, the Seahawks and the Vikings, can lay their head down on their pillows at night knowing that they made a move that's going to improve their team. Obviously, Seattle gets a good player in Percy Harvin. Good luck to them. But the Vikings, they get three draft picks. One of them's a first rounder this year. One of them's a seventh rounder this year. And then next year, Rick's already got a head start on the 2014 draft. He has a third rounder. That's very, very valuable ammunition in a draft. So that's the big move right off the top. Now, that left a void at wide receiver, obviously. And then our guest on today's Wobcast was Greg Jennings. He's the guy who comes in and fills that void. So when all is said and done on the Percy Harvin trade and the Greg Jennings acquisition, here's what happens. The Vikings enter free agency with Percy Harvin, who was somewhat disgruntled and an uneasy situation in terms of his contract. And 1 week into free agency, they instead have Greg Jennings and an additional first-round pick. Now, you guys can decide which one you'd rather have, Percy Harvin and an awkward situation, or Greg Jennings and an extra first-round pick. I'll take Jennings, the veteran, and a first-round pick. On the same day the Vikings signed Greg Jennings, they address backup quarterback. They get Matt Cassel, who was cut by the Kansas City Chiefs. The Vikings pick him up, a guy with 62 starts. He was a Pro Bowler in 2010. He was Tom Brady's backup in New England in the season where they went 16-0 and went to the Super Bowl. And then in 2008, the following season, Tom Brady tears his ACL. Matt Cassel comes in, and he guides the Patriots to 11 wins. So at backup quarterback, the Vikings have a guy in Matt Cassel who has tons of experience. And when he's been asked to play, he's played well. Unfortunately, we had to cut Antoine Winfield, but Rick Spielman did leave the door open for a possible return for Antoine. And really, when all is said and done, we look back on that move. That might have set the stage to re-sign Phil Loadholt. It might have set the stage for the Vikings to acquire Greg Jennings. So at the time, it seems like a startling move, but it was the best move for the team moving forward. And we might get Antoine back. I mentioned Phil Loadholt. That is that's a key re-signing for the Vikings, because as we enter this offseason, one of the highest priorities is to fix and revitalize our passing game, right? Well, while Rick and his scouting staff do that, they've locked down their running game by re-signing Phil Loadholt at right tackle. So now we have Matt Khalil at left tackle, John Sullivan, one of the best centers in the NFL, at center, and now we get Phil Loadholt back at right tackle. We bring back our Pro Bowl fullback, Jerome Felton, and boom, there you go. Our running game is secured. Adrian Peterson, Jerome Felton leading the way behind that power-blocking, road-grading, run-blocking offensive line that we have Phil Loadholt anchoring on the right side. So a key re-signing there. And then some bits and pieces also in free agency. We re-signed Jamarcus Sanford, a core member of our special teams. We get Joe Berger back, who can be a reserve guard and center. Aaron Henderson, an outside linebacker. Jerome Simpson, some speed on the outside. And that's another thing with the Greg Jennings signing. It really puts Jerome Simpson where he should be, as maybe that third to fourth option at wide receiver. Before we signed Jennings and after we traded Percy, Simpson was probably our top option at wide receiver. So that's a little bit shaky. But when you bring Jennings into the mix, maybe you get a first round pick at receiver and then Jerome Simpson as your third option, mix in some Jarius Wright. And all of a sudden in 2013, week one, our wide receiver core is going to be better than it was in week 17 of the 2012 season. That's what you want to do. You want to improve your roster going forward. So that's what's happened in free agency. What's next? That's the big question. The Vikings may not be big players here in the immediate future in free agency, given the money they've signed or they've used to sign Phil Loadholt and Greg Jennings, but they still could be players once we get a few more days or a few more weeks down the road and add some odds and ends here. Looking back on last season's roster at this time, the Vikings have the same or one or two more players at every position this year than they had last year at this time, but there are two exceptions that might lead us down the path of what the Vikings could do next. Last year at this time, the Vikings had one more running back than they have right now. So if the Vikings are going to add a free agent, it could be a running back. The top flight names out there right now are the Ahmad Bradshaws of the world, the Michael Turners of the world, the Beanie Wellses of the world. I don't know if that's going to be the move. It might be a more unheralded or lower profile name than that. So it'll be interesting to see what the Vikings do. They could also just wait for the draft to fill that spot. The only other exception to the roster size and capacity this year compared to last year is offensive tackle. Now, obviously, we're solidified at left tackle right now and at right tackle right now. That wasn't the case last year at this time. We weren't solidified at left tackle, so now we are. So it's probably natural to have one fewer guy there this year than we had last year. But if you're looking for a possible free agent signing, look for maybe a reserve player at offensive tackle. Running back and offensive tackle could be the Vikings' next move. One more thing we should mention, Jasper Brinkley, our starting linebacker last year, he left the team, was an unrestricted free agent this offseason, signed a two-year deal in Arizona. So what do the Vikings do at middle linebacker, right? Okay, you have last year's seventh-round pick, Audie Cole. Could he be the middle linebacker? Is Rick Spielman relying on him to win that job? That's a possibility. You could go to the free agent market. Brian Urlacher is there. A former Cincinnati Bengals linebacker Ray Maluwaga is there, a star at USC who's had a good career for the Bengals, but the Bengals drafted a kid, or actually got an undrafted kid last year who kind of is fulfilling that role for them. They may not bring Maluwaga back. You have Brad Jones, a former Green Bay Packer, is out there. Justin Durant, a former Detroit Lion, is out there. So if the Vikings aren't comfortable with Audie Cole having that starting job locked up, they could look to the free agent market, or they could go to the draft. Manti Te'o is the high-profile linebacker in this year's draft. You could get him in the first round. There's a kid named Arthur Brown from Kansas State you could go after. Kevin Riddick from the University of North Carolina was a high performer at the Senior Bowl this year. He's a middle linebacker. The Vikings could go that direction. So it'll be interesting to see what the team does at middle linebacker going forward. That's a lot to digest. Awesome to have Greg Jennings on the Wobcast. Awesome to look at what the Vikings have done in free agency. It's been an exciting time so far, and I still think we have moves to make leading up to the draft, and we have 11 picks right now in this year's draft. What does that do? It gives us flexibility. We can move up. We can move back. We can trade a fifth-round pick this year for a fourth-round pick next year, which we did twice last year. So Rick Spielman and that scouting and personnel staff have a lot of options moving forward. It's going to be fun to watch. That is it for us today. Thanks again for listening to Play Us Out, a popular hit from Todd Rundgren. Take it away.